These are the daily Bible readings for December 14th, or day 348. Prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of thy faithful, and kindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Amen. Zechariah chapters 11 and 12. Open thy gates, O Libanus, and let fire devour thy cedars. Howl, thou fir tree, for the cedar is fallen, for the mighty are laid waste. Howl, ye oaks of Basan, because the fenced forest is cut down. The voice of the howling of the shepherds, because their glory is laid waste. The voice of the roaring of the lions, because the pride of the Jordan is spoiled. Thus saith the Lord my God, feed the flock of the slaughter, which they that possessed slew and repented not, and they sold them, saying, Blessed be the Lord, we are become rich, and their shepherds spared them not. And I will no more spare the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. Behold, I will deliver the men, every one into his neighbor's hand, and into the hand of his king, and they shall destroy the land, and I will not deliver it out of their hand. And I will feed the flock of slaughter. For this, O ye poor of the flock. And I took unto me two rods, one I called beauty, and the other I called cord, and I fed the flock. And I cut off three shepherds in 1 month, and my soul was straitened in their regard, for their soul also varied in my regard. And I said, I will not feed you. That which dieth, let it die, and that which is cut off, let it be cut off, and let the rest devour one the flesh of his neighbor. And I took my rod, that was called beauty, and I cut it asunder, to make void my covenant, which I had made with all the people. And it was made void in that day. And so the poor of the flock that keep for me understand that it is the word of the Lord. And I said to them, If it be good in your eyes, bring hither my wages, and if not, be quiet. And they weighed for my wages 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, Cast it to the statuary, a handsome price that I was prized at by them. And I took the 30 pieces of silver, and I cast them into the house of the Lord, to the statuary. And I cut off my second rod, that was called a cord, that I might break the brotherhood between Judah and Israel. And the Lord said to me, Take thee yet the instruments of a foolish shepherd. For behold, I will raise up a shepherd in the land, who shall not visit what is forsaken, nor seek what is scattered, nor heal what is broken, nor nourish that which standeth. And he shall eat the flesh of the fat ones, and break their hooves. O shepherd and idol that forsaketh the flock, the sword upon his arm and upon his right eye, his arm shall quite wither away, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened. The burden of the word of the Lord upon Israel. Thus saith the Lord, who stretched forth the heavens, and layeth the foundations of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man in him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a lintel of surfeiting to all the people round about, and Judah also shall be in the siege against Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone to all people. All that shall lift it up shall be rent and torn, and all the kingdoms of the earth shall be gathered together against her. In that day, saith the Lord, I will strike every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness. And I will open my eyes upon the house of Judah, and will strike every horse of the nations with blindness. And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, Let the inhabitants of Jerusalem be strengthened for me in the Lord of hosts, their God. In that day I will make the governors of Judah like a furnace of fire among wood, and as a firebrand amongst hay, and they shall devour all the people round about, to the right hand and to the left. And Jerusalem shall be inhabited again in her own place in Jerusalem. And the Lord shall save the tabernacles of Judah, as in the beginning, that the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem may not boast and magnify themselves against Judah. In that day shall the Lord protect the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that hath offended among them in that day shall be as David, and the house of David as that of God, as an angel of the Lord in their sight. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem, and I will pour out upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of prayers, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for an only son, and they shall grieve over him as the manner is to grieve for the death of the firstborn. In that day there shall be a great lamentation in Jerusalem, like the lamentation of Adar-Dremon in the plain of Megiddon. And the land shall mourn, families and families apart, the families of the house of David apart, and their women apart, the families of the house of Nathan apart, and their women apart, the families of the house of Levi apart, and their women apart, the families of Semei apart, and their women apart, all the rest of the families, families and families apart, and their women apart. Ecclesiasticus, chapter 34. The hopes of a man that is void of understanding are vain and deceitful, and dreams lift up fools. The man that giveth heed to lying visions is like to him that catcheth at a shadow and followeth after the wind. The vision of dreams is the resemblance of one thing to another, as when a man's likeness is before the face of a man. What can be made clean by the unclean, and what truth can come from that which is false? Deceitful divinations and lying omens and the dreams of evildoers are vanity, and the heart that fancieth as that of a woman in travail, except it be a vision sent forth from the Most High, set not thy heart upon them. For dreams have deceived many, and they have failed that put their trust in them. The word of the law shall be fulfilled without a lie, and wisdom shall be made plain in the mouth of the faithful. What doth he know that hath not been tried? A man that hath much experience shall think of many things, and he that hath learned many things shall show forth understanding. He that hath no experience knoweth little, and he that hath been experienced in many things multiplieth prudence. He that hath not been tried, what manner of things doth he know? He that hath been surprised shall abound with subtlety. I have seen many things by traveling, and many customs of things. Sometimes I have been in danger of death for these things, and I have been delivered by the grace of God. The spirit of those that fear God is sought after, and by his regard shall be blessed, for their hope is on him that saveth them, and the eyes of God are upon them that love him. He that feareth the Lord shall tremble at nothing, and shall not be afraid, for he is his hope. The soul of him that feareth the Lord is blessed. To whom doth he look, and who is his strength? The eyes of the Lord are upon them that fear him. He is their powerful protector and strong stay, a defense from the heat and a cover from the sun at noon, a preservation from stumbling and a help from falling. He raiseth up the soul and enlighteneth the eyes, and giveth health and life and blessing. The offering of him that sacrificeth of a thing wrongfully gotten, is stained, and the mockeries of the unjust are not acceptable. The Lord is only for them that wait upon him, in the way of truth and justice. The Most High approveth not the gifts of the wicked, neither hath he respect to the oblations of the unjust, nor will he be pacified for sins by the multitude of their sacrifices. He that offereth sacrifice of the goods of the poor is as one that sacrificeth the Son in the presence of his Father. The bread of the needy is the life of the poor. He that defraudeth them thereof is a man of blood. He that taketh away the bread gotten by sweat is like him that killeth his neighbor. He that sheddeth blood and he that defraudeth the laborer of his hire are brothers. When one buildeth up and another pulleth down, what profit have they but the labor? When one payeth and another curseth, whose voice will God hear? He that washeth himself after touching the dead, if he toucheth him again, what doth his washing avail? So a man that fasteth for his sins, and doeth the same again, what doeth his humbling himself profit him? Who will hear his prayer? The Apocalypse, chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book, written within and without, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man was able, neither in the heaven nor in the earth nor under the earth, to open the book nor to look on it. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open the book nor to see it. And one of the ancients said to me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I saw, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the ancients, a lamb, standing as if it were slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And when he had opened the book, the four living creatures and the 24 ancients fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new canticle, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to take the book and to open the seals thereof, because thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God in thy blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us for our God a kingdom of priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the living creatures and the ancients, and the number of them was thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, The Lamb that was slain is worthy to receive power and divinity and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and benediction. And every creature which was in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard all saying, To him that sitteth on the throne, and the Lamb, benediction and honor and glory and power forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 ancients fell down on their faces and adored him that liveth forever and ever. The prayer of Saint Bede the Venerable, after reading the Holy Scriptures. Let me not, O Lord, be puffed up with worldly wisdom which passes away, but grant me that love which never abates, that I may not choose to know anything among men but Jesus and him crucified. I beg thee, dear Jesus, that he upon whom thou hast graciously bestowed the sweet savor of the words of thy knowledge may also possess thee, fount of all wisdom, and shine forever before thy countenance. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.